O-R-G today.
This is Free Talk Live. This is your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll free at 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll free line. Izzy is here with you and Mark. And again, join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free. And so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. 800-259-9231. We are live from Porkfest 2008. Last year, we were also doing a show live from Porkfest. And it was our very first time at Porkfest. And boy, was it a lot of fun. In fact, so much fun that we came out for three times the show.
Yeah, you know, it's high praise, right? We came out one day the last time, and we're here for three nights this time. Pretty soon, we're just going to move up.
So, move up where?
Here to Laconia.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Bike week every week in Laconia.
Though it's a very beautiful area of New Hampshire.
It really is.
You know, one of the things I like the most about it is Tilton. It's kind of this little town off of the interstate,
mm-hmm.
and I don't think it's that big. I think maybe there's 12,000 people there, but one of the things I like the most about it is it's just capitalism in your face.
Well, down the main strip, it's, yeah. You know, you can rent the inflatable, lake toys and stuff, and all kinds of different things.
Well, I think the biggest indicator for me is that, or the, one of the big differences between it and where we live in Keene, New Hampshire, is in Keene, you can't find those animated signs. You can't find them.
The scrolling marquees.
But it's more than that now. Now it's like a computer graphic signage thing. It used to be scrolling marquees, but they've moved on to where there's like a computer running the thing and it's flashing graphics up.
Okay.
Think that's awesome and flashy and
it's very
cool.
They're very good. They work.
They definitely attract my attention. Anyway, we're here at Porcupine Freedom Festival. You can go to porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com, to see what's going on. It's not too late to get involved in the activities here. In fact, the real bulk of the activity is going on probably this weekend on Friday and Saturday. And so it's not too late if you're in the New England area to come on up and hang out with literally hundreds of activists, hundreds of liberty-oriented people who are so friendly and such great folks. You're really going to meet some interesting people over this weekend.
It's just a party out here right now, and I can't believe how many people are walking around openly carrying handguns.
Well,
can you imagine? Nobody's been shot.
It's amazing, isn't it, that people that are armed are actually able to not kill one another at the drop of a hat.
This is what the bedwetting liberals would have you believe, that if men and women were able to walk around with guns on their hips, that God knows there'd be gunfights in the street. But somehow we're able to pull it off.
So we're here, and we're going to be here all the way through the end of Porkfest, probably leaving sometime on Sunday. Looking forward to meeting many of our listeners and, of course, talking to them as well. There is an open microphone here. We'll be inviting all kinds of interesting people to come and sit in. I know that we're going to have certainly Rich Goldman, the organizer of Porcupine Freedom Festival, sitting in here. I do see Jason Sorens sitting over there having some dinner at the moment. He's the founder of the Free State Project, the idea man behind all of this. So hopefully we'll be able to pull him over here. And I don't even know who else is around besides, I mean, I can see our listeners sitting out here enjoying their dinner and their drinks.
Oh, I'm sure we can line folks up. Don't worry.
It's one of the few times a year that we actually have a live studio audience for the program. And I have to say, it's a lot of fun. It's pretty cool.
It's different. It's certainly not like doing it in the studio.
No, but it is a good time, and so anybody that's around is certainly welcome to sit on in, join into the show. Of course, the phone lines are open as always, and you're welcome to chime in via those at 800-259-9231. In the meantime, there is news, of course, to talk about today.
Yeah, there's a big story.
Pretty big story, right?
Yeah, a very big story from the Supreme Court. It looks like the guys in Guantanamo are going to be able to file suits and that apparently they're real live human beings and all that stuff. So I'm
really
a little surprised at what came out of the Supreme Court today.
Well, now and then you do get an occasional decision that everybody who loves freedom can say, yeah, see, the system works. But then at the same time, what you aren't seeing is probably the 100 steps back that they took elsewhere, not necessarily the Supreme Court, but the government in general, as far as the size and the structure and the invasiveness of the state that doesn't go down. You know, the invasiveness of government has not decreased. What the Supreme Court has said was, well, what you've been doing, we're going to say no to that one thing. But then there's 100 other things going on elsewhere that they aren't even ruling on.
All right.
You look frustrated.
Yeah, I was having trouble with computers here.
Okay.
Supreme Court rules on behalf of Guantanamo detainees. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled Thursday Guantanamo detainees can challenge their detention in federal courts in another legal blow to the George Bush's policies on the war on terrorism. I heard his little quote. Basically, he's like, I disagree strongly with this. Well, so what, George?
Yeah.
I don't care what you disagree. I disagree strongly with the Constitution.
He'd feel differently if his daughter were in Guantanamo.
Yeah, well,
tell you that.
You know, freedom, some people are just freer than others, I guess. The High Court decided 5-4 in favor of the detainees, granting them rights under the U.S. Constitution to challenge their status as unlawful enemy combatants that pose a risk to U.S. security if they're released. The laws and Constitution are designed to survive and remain in force in extraordinary times. Even times after 9/11, the Constitution's still in effect. Can you believe it?
Well, to some extent. Not really, though.
Well, that's what the Supreme Court's
saying. It's a token gesture.
It just barely, yeah. I would agree. It's a small thing, but
so wait,
for those guys, it's a big deal.
Can I see if I got this straight? They're saying that the detainees can challenge their detention.
Correct.
In a federal court.
Correct.
So basically, what does that mean for them? Like, they get to go in and then what? I mean, say, hey, I shouldn't be here, and then they'll say, yes, you should.
Right. Well,
how does that work?
These guys are being held. This guy's a terrorist. That's all they've got. Somebody said he's a terrorist.
Right. Are there any charges that have been filed against these people? I mean,
they'll have to come up with a little bit of evidence in order to hold them for the next 7 years.
I think the system as it is, I mean, is certainly asinine enough, but this sounds a little bizarre. When you're on the side of the road, when you get pulled over and the cop says, you can't leave, I'm checking your ID, we need to make sure, you know, run these numbers and blah, 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 you're being detained. If you're not free to leave, you're being detained. If you're arrested, then you know you're going to be arrested. You're going, you know, you go in the cuffs, you go in the back of the cop car, you go down to the station, they charge you with something.
Mm-hmm.
So these guys haven't been arrested.
They're just detained.
They've been detained. And so unlike the rest of us, you know, people here in America who, when we're detained, normally 20 minutes later, they're going to let us go after they've run the numbers.
Generally, yeah.
But here you have to challenge the detention. And I'm just wondering what that process is going to be like. Because, as I say, this sounds symbolic, but what's the reality like? What's the reality for someone rotting in Guantanamo right now? What can he do?
I would imagine that there's going to be charges. The government's going to have to bring people up on charges relatively quickly. Probably they'll give them 30 days.
So is that what they're saying, that you better charge these guys or release them? Because that's what they said with Jose Padilla a couple years ago. Right.
All right. Bush told the reporters in Rome that he disagreed with the court's decision and said his administration could seek new legislation to bring his detention policies into compliance. We'll abide by the court's decision. That doesn't mean I have to agree with it. Well, that's magnanimous of you, George. Bush said to a press conference with the Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi, it's a deeply divided court, and I strongly agree with those who dissented. We'll study this opinion, and we'll do so with this in mind to determine whether or not additional legislation might be appropriate. Sounds like he's going to ram whatever it takes through Congress in order to get what he wants, but I don't know how successful he's going to be with that.
Sure, he only has a few months left, right?
The decision marked the third time the Supreme Court has ruled against Bush's administration policy for holding and trying detainees in the war on terrorism and scored a victory for civil rights advocates who charged the White House as denying detainees basic rights under the law. Scored a victory for everyone. I mean, you know, everybody's protected by this Constitution. I'm sorry. This is a victory for everyone. This isn't for civil rights advocates.
That's a great point.
Okay.
The reason those protections are there is not to necessarily protect criminals, but to protect innocent people who are wrongfully accused.
Right. Who cares what happens to criminals? What about the innocent people?
Yeah.
Today's ruling.
People lose sight of that, don't they?
Yeah.
You know, as soon as somebody gets accused of a crime today,
they must have done it.
Right. It gets touted out in the press, and they're convicted already. So it's difficult enough to get past that.
Today's ruling reaffirms the vision of our founders and helps restore the credibility of the United States as a leading advocate and model for the rule of law across the globe.
I don't know about you, but I don't think their credibility has increased one iota. This seems symbolic. I question how this is actually going to pan out.
I know that it happens.
Let's wait and see exactly how many folks they're going to let out of there. And then as soon as that starts happening, then things will change. More coming up, and this is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair, and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to AvacorRadio.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta-Complete fuel system treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta engine treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta fuel system treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1 or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
Dead Enders from Midas, June 12, 2008. Gold, $859.60. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $884.95, $436 for half, $218 for quarter. That's $484.95, $436, and $218. The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in the global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jobs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. We are live on location at Porcupine Freedom Festival 2008, brought to you by the Free State Project. And there's all kinds of people here in, what is this pub called? There's a name for this pub, and I don't recall.
Gunstock Pub.
It's, well, from what I understand, there's a couple pubs here at Gunstock. So we'll figure out exactly where it is we are. The powder keg. There we go. We're in the pub called the Powder Keg.
Giving off sparks.
So if you're wondering where we are, so you can come visit and say hello and maybe sit in on the third microphone, you're welcome to do so. Sort of the third mic serves as our guest interview mic, but also an opportunity for anybody who normally would be picking up the phone to call in, who happens to be here at Gunstock in Guilford, New Hampshire, can actually sit in here on the show with us. So you're welcome to do that. Our number, 800-259-9231. Porcupine Freedom Festival has been going on all week long, and it will continue through the rest of the week. We will be here broadcasting live Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night.
So you know how we've been talking about the SACL CAI fun tent here?
I have yet to see the fun tent.
Well, the fun tent is expansive, at full, and it's right next door to my tent.
That's pretty awesome. You won't have to stumble very far.
No, it's not awesome.
No, why? What's wrong with
the
that?
The fun tent is going to be a lot of fun, right?
Oh, you can't get
people
sleep.
Make noise when they're funny. And
right,
fun
and you've got to be up early tomorrow.
And you know, yeah, it's going to be noisy.
Oh well, too bad.
Yeah. Go to Walmart and buy some earplugs.
You didn't bring earplugs along? Yeah, you should definitely do that. That'll be helpful. just a quick recap of some of the things we've missed, Mark, since we just got here to Porkfest today. And as I said, I've yet to even see the SACL CAI Fun Tent. Of course, this entire weekend is brought to you by SACL CAI here on Free Talk Live. So I've yet to actually get out and about to experience Porkfest because I've been busy setting the studio up here for the show. But some of the neat things have been going on, and I think this is probably the biggest Porcupine Freedom Festival ever. But so far this week, there have been hikes up, I think, Gunstock Mountain. There's been bus tours to Manchester and Keene and all over the state of New Hampshire, where you can actually get on a bus with other freedom lovers and drive around and see the sights and learn the area. There was an ice cream social we missed on Monday night. You know I don't like missing ice cream.
Yeah, not that's free.
Tuesday, I don't know, maybe it wasn't free. But let's see, Tuesday we missed out on a shooting event. There was, again, more bus tours. Dave Ridley from the Ridley Report, ridleyreport.com, is here, and apparently he was doing some Ridleyography training on Tuesday. So a great opportunity a great opportunity to hone your skills and learn from the experts, or the expert in his case. He is a professional videographer by trade, and if you've ever been to ridleyreport.com, you know, he's pretty good at what he does, so you can learn a few things from him. From what I understand, Dave is going to be doing more Ridleyography training throughout the week. So there's been all kinds of stuff, board game night. So during the week, the festivities are certainly more social-focused, where you're hanging out with people and you're enjoying their company. And then when the weekend starts, Friday and Saturday, we're going to see more panel sessions and things like that. We can talk more about what's coming up here as time goes on. Michael Hampton is sitting in with us from homelandstupidity.us. Michael, how are you tonight?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Just super. Good to have you out here. You look like you've been on the Appalachian Trail for a few months.
Yeah, the hair is all coming out of my face, and it's been a good time.
So you've been here at Porkfest all week long. What for you so far has been the the top highlight? What has been the most exciting, the most fun for you so far?
The highlight, I think, has been the SACL CAI Fun Tent.
And that was not here last year. So to those who made it last year, they don't know what this is all about. So explain the Fun Tent for those, certainly those who've never been here before at all.
Okay, well, Jason Osborne from SACL CAI, who sponsors the show and sponsors a whole lot of other liberty-oriented things, too. He decided to rent two campsites, set up a humongous tent with a bunch of picnic tables in it, with a Nintendo Wii, boombox, open bar with free beer, free well drinks.
Good times.
Yeah, it's flowing out there, that's for sure.
So you've been out there, you visited the fun tent. I've heard there's also an alternative fun tent as well, which is VIP only.
I have no idea what that means.
Yeah, I don't know
either. Apparently, I'm not invited.
But
the thing is, Jason isn't skimping either. I mean, when I say well drinks, he's got tequila on hand, and he's also got 1800. So
what is that?
Jose Cuervo 1800.
Better tequila.
Oh, okay. Wow. That's a big deal.
Yeah. I mean, so well is not particularly well.
So that's pretty much would you say that's the central location for people socializing?
It has definitely been the social hub here this year.
Very cool. And coming up, of course, all weekend long, interesting stuff going to be going on. Anything in particular you're looking forward to, Michael?
You know, I have to check the schedule every day because
there's a lot.
Especially Friday, Saturday, and possibly even Sunday. There's so much going on that I'm going to have to pick and choose hour by hour what I want to do.
Really? Yeah, I haven't even gotten that far in the little list of events, the itinerary here. There's just so much to look at what we've already missed, and of course a lot more. Oh, look, we are even listed on the itinerary. That's special. All right, 800-259-9231. So anything else you wanted to share, reflections on your hike up the Appalachian Trail or whatever else might be on your mind?
Well, you know, I did have a story about running into a bear, but...
Really?
Oh, yeah. We finally drove it off by whacking it in the head with a log. I don't recommend this, but
you weren't packing
right at you.
You weren't packing heat? You couldn't just... take it out like that?
No, I wasn't packing heat. There's still a lot of the trail that runs through national parks and things like that.
They don't like that very much.
And they don't like firearms in national parks yet. There is a proposed regulation change where firearms would be permitted in national parks. So by next year, it might not be an issue anymore.
Good to know.
Of course, you would have been dead from the bear, and the gun would have helped.
Yeah.
But their little rule about not wanting firearms, yeah, not really helpful.
My 45 is just going to annoy the bear.
Your 45 is just going to annoy the bear?
Right.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Well, I don't have much experience with shooting at bears, but I guess it would depend.
It would depend on where you hit him.
Depend on the ammo, maybe, that you're using as well. All right, man. Good having you sitting in here, and enjoy the rest of Porcupine Freedom Fest.
Oh, hey, you too.
Michael Hampton from HomelandStupidity.us. Great blog site with lots of good info, though probably not being updated as often as it normally is.
Well, I did post a fresh video about Porkfest today.
Oh, cool.
So people can check that out and see Jason cracking a joke or two.
Awesome. Well, we're looking forward to seeing Jason a little bit later. I don't know. Maybe we'll be able to drag him over here at some point this weekend. Does he actually leave the fun tent at any point?
You know, I have not seen him farther than 20 feet away from the fun tent all week.
All right, we'll have to send somebody out there at some point, see if we can wrangle him up and bring Jason Osborne in here from SACL CAI to comment on his observations from Porkfest so far as it continues on. The union leader in New Hampshire did some reporting, I guess, on Porcupine Freedom Festival and talking about what's going on this week. And looking at the comments here and... according to Michael, everything's pretty positive. Most of the responses to the fact that these invaders are coming into New Hampshire and bringing their liberty-minded selves with them and essentially moving in, integrating into society, making friends.
Well, this one's just about the party that's going on this weekend.
And helping reduce the role of government in people's lives, increasing liberty. People are favorable towards that up here in New Hampshire, which is one of the reasons why New Hampshire was chosen as the state for the
governor welcomed us, after all.
Well, 1-800-259-9231 is the number. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear socks and tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes in the sand at the beach. But then I heard about Nonex Nail Gel. It tackles the problem of unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Nonex Gel breaks down and removes this debris so nails look clear. I confess I was skeptical in the beginning, but I stuck with it, using Nonex Gel twice daily. Actually, I was surprised how generously sized the bottle is and how long it lasts. A while ago, you could look at my nails and, well, glance away. But not anymore. Now my toenails look better than ever, and I'm wearing sandals again, thanks to a simple, natural gel. If your toenails are an embarrassment, try Nonex Nail Gel. It's available in the foot care aisle of your drugstore, mass retailer, or supercenter.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. Germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. Germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. Germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone. 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. Germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
CAI toll free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there are free, so enjoy those on us. You know, I should mention, there is a brand new feature that we haven't even talked about yet on the air, Mark.
There's a feature on the website that we haven't talked about?
There's the promote page now.
Promote page? It's
brand new. You can go to promote.freetalklive.com.
I'm doing that now.
And it is a list of all in one place, all the things that you can do to help Free Talk Live out. To help us, for instance, get on more radio stations, to help our dig count. To
people
help
ask about this constantly. You know, what can I do? What can I do? And, you know, I guess this is a great idea to put it all in one page.
Yep.
What they can do.
Easy to access. So go to promote.freetalklive.com to learn about. I mean, everything from flyers to printable flyers to what all the different possible ways that you can easily help the show.
Cool.
You'll find them all there. Our number here, 800-259-9231. It is Free Talk Live on location here at Porcupine Freedom Festival 2008, sitting here in the Powder Keg, which is the pub here at the Gunstock Campground and Mountain. I guess, is this a resort? Is it technically what this is called, Gunstock Mountain Resort?
I
don't know. I don't know if you can actually, you can camp here, but there's no lodge or anything. Anyway, there's a lot of good stuff, good fun stuff to do here. Great opportunity to bring the family up and experience the beauty of the great state of New Hampshire and the wonderful people that are involved in the Free State Project. Now, of course, Mark, you and I are both Free State Project members.
That's correct.
And we are early movers, meaning that we've come here before the Free State Project has actually reached its lofty goal of recruiting 20,000 liberty-oriented people to move to New Hampshire and then become activists for liberty once they get here. What we've seen so far is that there have been a I think, over 8,000 people recruited at this point, but only a few hundred have actually made the move. We're expecting to see 1,000 activists in state by the end of this year.
You know, I don't think I agree. I think that there's probably more than 1,000 activists in the state. I don't know that I've even signed up as a mover. You have to have this password. It's a relatively long process. I signed up three, four years ago, and yeah. I'm supposed to remember which email address I signed up with, the password was for the account.
You could speculate, but I'm going to use the official numbers just because they're official.
What if the official number never gets above 5,000?
I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you what.
There's no way to quantify it, Mark. I mean, it's total speculation as far as...
Right, so is the official number.
But we know for sure by the end of this year, 1,000 people have pledged to be here.
They did not pledge to actually fill out the paperwork online that you would know.
That's true. All right, so Jason Sorens is with us. He is the founder, the idea man behind the Free State Project. And Jason, welcome to Free Talk Live.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Well, it's good to have you here. Get right in on that microphone, if you will, and that way all of our listeners can hear you well. So you're the founder of Free State Project. How did the idea come about?
Well, it came about while I was doing some research for my dissertation, actually, in political science, and I was studying secessionist movements around the world and found that in most countries, governments are actually sending powers back to the local level, back to local governments, back to regional governments. Of course, the trend in the U.S. has been the opposite. Powers have gone from the states to the federal government over the last 200 years. But if the trend elsewhere is any indication, it's going to turn around here in the U.S.
Doesn't it make sense that power would naturally attempt to centralize simply because, well, if you're a centralized bureaucrat, you want more power, more money, more control, more everything, because that's what people want. Doesn't it make sense that power would naturally centralize? Why is it running to regional governments elsewhere?
I think they virtually have no choice. There's a tipping point. At some point, the government gets so centralized that it becomes so inefficient that it can't do the very things it needs to replicate itself. The government can't win elections because they can't provide even the basic redistribution that they need to pay off their interest groups. So they've got to at least send some of this power back to local governments. Another reason is that you get a lot of secessionist movements, autonomous movements in these countries that want total independence. And what are you going to do when you're facing these movements? You could crush them, you could send in the military, you could kill them all, or you could try to compromise with them by giving them some autonomy, some regional governments that could satisfy some of this demand that people have. And people don't like, I don't think people like centralization. They don't like D.C., they like power close to home.
So, like with Great Britain probably would be a good example. They were
That's
certainly
right.
an empire in the early part of the 1900s, the 20th century. Now they've really been getting less and less centralized. I think about the Welsh. Those
right.
people are very, they're independent oriented. If you talk to a Welshman, they'll tell you, that they invented the wheel and fire and everything. Like they're fiercely, they believe that the whole world actually, revolves around Wales. And, they would probably want their own independence, and I can see why, the British government could do like they did with the IRA and try to fight them and that kind of thing, but what good's it really going to do them? So they might as well give some control back, and I can see some advantages to that. I don't know when or how it's going to happen here in the United States, because, there's a lot of power to be had, but maybe, I don't know.
Can I speculate there for a moment? I don't think that eventually it's going to require the federal government to do anything. I mean, they're just going to fail to the point where the activists that are here in New Hampshire are going to eventually ignore them, and they'll become irrelevant, essentially giving power back by default.
It's hard to fail if you have enough money to throw at it. I'm not saying that the money's spent efficiently. I'm just saying that if, in the same way that a school can build, a county or a state can build a school, well, they build it for three or four times what they should have built it for, but they can build it because they have enough money. Well, the federal government prints the money, and they've just got enough going.
Yeah, that's true.
And they're the world reserve currency. I don't know. I mean,
but they can only go so far with that, right? They can't just print unlimited amounts of money. They can't go the Zimbabwe route.
It has to stop. I understand.
Right. There is a limit to that, and so I think whether it's activists in New Hampshire starting to ignore the federal government, or whether it's the federal government saying, we don't have the resources to deal with that New Hampshire problem anymore. We're just going to let them do their own thing in a few of these areas and make them happy. You know, it's a small state, and we can do what we want in the other 49 states.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would make me happy.
Absolutely.
Same here.
So you created the Free State Project, a great idea, which wasn't really that original. I mean, as far as people moving for freedom, I mean, certainly that's what the people that came here originally, they wanted more freedoms, that they left the United Kingdom and they came here. But there have also even been libertarian movements before. I think there were some guys that tried to go to an island at one time, and the King of Tonga came over in a gunboat and took them over or something like that. So how did you manage to sculpt the Free State Project so that it would be different from all that had come before? What was different this time?
Well, we had a couple of principles going into this. We did not want to require people to make a large upfront financial investment in this because we didn't want to be financial managers. We didn't want to run the risk of someone committing fraud, someone stealing money, being any disputes about money, right? So we wanted to keep that out of it. We wanted it to be something where people would make a commitment that they could do on their own initiative and get the benefit themselves. The second principle was we had to have some kind of rational method of choosing a location. Our previous efforts, there have been some effort to get a bunch of libertarians to move to Fort Collins, Colorado.
Excellent. I love Fort Collins. It's beautiful this time of year. I mean, so it's like no reason at all, right?
That's right. It's purely arbitrary. Basically a person saying, everybody come where I am. So we decided we're going to get a bunch of people together and we're going to go through a list of criteria and choose a state that actually is pro-freedom, a place that has a low population, a place where we can really make a difference in the political system. And so those are the two ways we really wanted to change the way these things have been done before and put them on a more rational footing.
You know, I've heard a lot of people in the Free State Project who are thinking about the Free State Project, you know, just in general say, you know, why New Hampshire, Alaska, or Wyoming, or Montana, or, you know, you pick your state, they would have been better somehow or some reason or some way. And now, you know, this is where the Free State Project is. It was picked for a lot of good reasons, and so
why New
here
Hampshire?
I am.
Jason, if you can hang through for another segment, we'd love
sure.
to have you stay here. More with Jason Sorens, the founder, idea man behind the Free State Project. He's here with us, and you can get on the line as well. Perhaps you have a question for him. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live from Porkfest 2008.
Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. Interknobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all Interknobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's Interknobs.com. Interknobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at Interknobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit. But they require people to change their lives and forgo the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days. Without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you stay up late worrying about your teen driver? Do you need to know the exact location of a loved one or a company vehicle? What can you do if your vehicle becomes one of the thousands annually targeted for theft? Now you can log into your own personal website and view the exact location of your vehicle, stationary or moving, in real time, 24 hours a day. Introducing NowTrack, a revolutionary new GPS vehicle tracking device that requires no activation fee, no monthly fee, and no contract. Your NowTrack device is designed for self-installation discreetly in any vehicle using state-of-the-art GPS. Track your vehicle via the internet or text message in all 50 states, plus Canada, Mexico, and Puerto Rico. Priced at $359, your NowTrack device is shipped active with unlimited tracking for the first year. We offer free same-day shipping and a 30-day completely risk-free trial. Purchase your NowTrack anytime online at NowTrack.com. That's NowTrack.com. Or call us at 877-NOWTRACK. That's 877-669-8725.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. We promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers across America. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than half the regular subscription price. Subscribe today by sending $19 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Or subscribe online at anu.org.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN News Bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Toll-free at 800-259-9231, the signal CAI toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, and that includes the bulletin board system. You can get interactive with thousands of our listeners, read over 350,000 posts. That's a lot to see. There's serious issues and fun stuff. You will find it all there at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. We're sitting here with Dr. Jason Sorens. He is the founder of the Free State Project. He originally came up with the idea while doing research on secessionist movements from around the world and looking at them and looking at either what made them successful or not so much. And then he put together this wonderful idea that, in a nutshell, is inviting liberty-loving people. People that understand the ideas of freedom, that understand that in order to be free, you have to allow your neighbors to be free as well. People that understand that to move to the same place, and that place was chosen by the members of the Free State Project to be New Hampshire. It was out of a possibility of 10 different states. New Hampshire won, and pretty solidly. I think Wyoming was in second place. They did pretty decent, but New Hampshire kicked butt. Why do you think, Jason, that was? What's your speculation?
Well, the overriding criterion here is access to the political system. Right? Without that, then the whole Free State Project idea really doesn't work. And that's the reason we narrowed it down to 10 low-population states. But I think that's also the reason why New Hampshire won out over the other nine. Wyoming was second. New Hampshire beat it 55-45% in the head-to-head comparison. So it was a pretty convincing victory.
Right. Before you go on, can you imagine being a libertarian? And I've met them. Right. Libertarian in New York City.
Right.
I mean, you know, there's just nothing you're ever going to do against the monolith of the third largest government in the world in New York City. And it's just, there's nothing that's ever going to be done. You're not going to be able to pare that down. And everything's, inefficient and arduous because the unions are so thoroughly entrenched with the government. You can't even get repairs done in your apartment. It's just crap. So, you know, as a libertarian, you look at this, how the government's ruining everything. And you know how frustrating it is, and you'll never be able to do anything. So, yeah, I think access to the political system like they have here in New Hampshire is really a big deal.
Right. Let's be honest. If you're a freedom lover in New York or even a slightly better state like Virginia or Texas, your vote doesn't count. Your activism doesn't count. You're not going to be able to make a difference at the state level.
That's how I felt when I lived down in Florida. And there were other libertarians around, not very many.
They were
ineffective.
We couldn't make a difference at the city level.
No.
Nothing.
No one even tried, either.
I mean,
they ran state candidacies and went down in flames and poured a bunch of money into some stupid nonsense.
There was that billboard we had at the bus stop.
That's what I meant, stupid nonsense. Yeah, they spent $400 a month on a billboard at one bus stop.
That was activism for liberty in Florida.
Yeah. So bringing the activists here, from what we've seen so far, and I think you can probably comment on this, is that you originally came up with the idea to have 20,000 activists. And when you thought of the word activist, you weren't thinking what you ended up getting. You got, I think the word you used was super activists. How did that happen? Why did we get the super activists?
It's because of the commitment involved in moving. If you move to New Hampshire, you're not just going to be content giving your $25 to a candidate now and then. You actually want to run for election, or you want to hold signs, you want to be out there on election day, or you want to do non-political activism. It's a big commitment, yes, but there are also big rewards. And the people who have chosen to come here are super activists. They're beyond what I expected when I wrote that article. The average activist I was thinking of was, say, your average Libertarian Party member, someone who pays dues but otherwise isn't very active. But given that we have far more active people here in New Hampshire, I think the number that we need is far less, actually, than 20,000.
What would you say that number is?
Speculation on that number?
I would say if we had 2,000 really good activists at the level that we have here right now in New Hampshire, the state is our oyster, so to speak.
So how long with 2,000, what are you, just, I understand you did this project and it doesn't make you God and it doesn't make you a swami. I mean, you're just making guesses here. But with 2,000 activists, what's your expectation to see happen to the government? I mean, atrophy?
Well, right now we have several hundred people who've moved. It's hard to make an exact estimate. But our estimate is that about 10% of the people who've moved have actually run for office so far, and a large percentage of them have gotten elected. So if we have...
It's amazing.
That's right.
There's Free State Project members in elected offices here in New Hampshire.
After just a handful of years and only a couple hundred people moving
in.
Right. That doesn't even count the liberty lovers who are in New Hampshire in the first place who are winning elections.
And those people are active. They're getting energized just by the people coming into the state.
We've seen over in the Keene area, some of the best activists that we have out there are New Hampshire natives that have been energized by the influx of activists from the Free State Project. They've essentially given them the jolt and said, hey, this is still, freedom is still on the table here, and these Free State Project people are coming in to back you guys up. The people that started up Cop Watch in Keene, New Hampshire natives, even though the Keene Sentinel article did not mention that. They made it sound like it was a Free State Project thing. But they started Cop Watch. The Free Minds TV guys, Toby and Nick, both New Hampshire natives. I mean, some of the best activists have essentially been activated by the Free State Project, which is really a nice benefit, a nice perk to all this.
Right. So if even just 10% of 2,000 people ran for office and got elected, that would be enough to basically control the state house right there with Free Staters.
Wow. Dennis Goddard, who's the chairman of the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, maybe...
He's up there somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere. He's the big kahuna there. He says that basically a two or three dozen people in the state house would make a voting block big enough to make a difference is on every single bill and essentially block the big government bills that... They happen here in this state, too.
Right.
To block the big government bills and to give a boost to the small government bills. Because we have, nutty libertarians in our state house. It's real. Even before the Free State Project was here, the Constitution in New Hampshire is the only one that protects the right to revolution. It's a kind of a unique state.
I have to give props to the NHLA because there have been a lot of really bad bills that have come out the last couple of years. We have a unified Democratic government. And really, when you think about it, there have been some minor defeats, but they have really killed off a lot of bad stuff.
It's really amazing. And at this point, the Free State Project hasn't even really, kicked into gear yet.
Yeah, and they've really, the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is what you're talking about.
Yeah.
NHLiberty.org is their website. Now, I'm sure we'll be able to drag Dennis over here at some point. I haven't seen him yet, though. And so they've set up this wonderful organization that has only been around for two or three years at this point and becomes more and more effective as more people begin to get involved with it. I think last year, didn't he say that last year was the first year that they'd actually read every single piece of legislation that was coming through the House of Representatives and decided if this is a good piece of legislation as far as liberty is concerned?
He made some kind of statement on the superlative like that, but I can't tell you exactly what it was.
It was something that would not have been possible with, you know, a handful of activists. They needed 100 volunteers to handle this, and they have that already. What's that going to mean? What's going to happen 5 years from now when the activist pool is, who knows how much larger than it is today?
I don't know. They're passing out those gold sheets, which give
another innovation.
Yeah, that tell the legislators, here's how to get A's from the NHLA.
Right.
You know, and legislators want A's.
Well, and they've got people in both parties, and I think that's important. It's a nonpartisan organization, so they can talk to both sides. They can get things done no matter who's in power.
Yeah, I would totally agree.
All right, so the Free State Project, it is still on the way, still trying to bring as many people on board here to get them signed up. One of the critical changes that's happened recently to the Free State Project has been the customizable sign-up, the statement of intent. How has that affected sign-ups at all, if it has affected sign-ups so far, Jason? Do you know?
Well, I don't have direct access to the numbers. I do know that at least a couple hundred people have done that so far.
Oh, great.
And I would encourage people who've already signed up for the FSP but haven't moved to go in and opt for a flexible trigger. You can do that. You can log into the website with your user ID and make a new commitment, an additional commitment, that you'll move if such and such happens. Like if
John McCain or
John
Barack
McCain
Obama
gets elected. Yeah, yeah, right.
Well, one thing you can be sure of, that one of those jerks is going to get elected, and it's not going to be good for your and my liberty in the process.
Well, it seems as if the choices get worse every 4 years.
Yeah, I don't see that. So just think about it. In 2012, what are our choices going to
That's
be
right.
like? I mean, if it's Obama and McCain are our choices now, how much worse could it possibly be? I have been looking at the numbers as far as the signups go, and since the Ron Paul campaign really got going, I think it was October, November-ish, then the numbers have been up, and mm-hmm. they've stayed above where they were before that. So the Ron Paul campaign has really given the Free State Project a kick in the pants.
I've met a lot of people here who've come to Pork Fest and who've gotten involved in the Free State Project because of the Ron Paul campaign.
Yeah.
We have seen sign-up numbers grow. We've seen numbers of movers grow.
Mm-hmm.
The moving rate has picked up.
Yeah.
I think that's through the first 1,000.
It's an amazing movement. We're honored to be a part of it, and it's making a huge difference here in New Hampshire. For those of you who love liberty and want to see it happen in your lifetime, this really is the only option on the table. So go to freestateproject.org to learn more about it. Go to porkfest.com to learn more about the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And Jason Sorens from the Free State Project, thank you for joining us tonight.
Thanks, it was great.
More coming up. Hour 2 is on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Liberty, self-ownership, the nature of government, libertarianism. What do these things mean? If you, or perhaps somebody you know, needs a primer on some of the subjects we talk about on Free Talk Live, you should check out the Liberty Radio Underground. It's an elementary introduction to libertarianism, and each show concisely handles a single topic in under 10 minutes. It's great for someone new to liberty, and it's free. Go to libertyradiounderground.com today and grab an episode. libertyradiounderground.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.